The sheer ignorance of these people never ceases to amaze me. If you were uninformed, if you didn't follow people like me, other channels similar to mine here on YouTube, and you received all of your news from social justice warriors, you would think these people eat, sleep, and breathe their cause. You would listen to someone like Stephen A. Smith or Don Lemon, and you would believe they know their shit. When the reality is, the only thing Don Lemon knows is how to hit on some dude in a bar and then lie about it on television. These people are proficient liars. They're some of the best liars in the world. There are reasons that people lie, different reasons. One, they are afraid for you to know the truth. They lie to protect you, protect your feelings, or they just lie to avoid a confrontation. There are a lot of marriages in this country that are built on lies. Might be why fewer and fewer people are getting married. The divorce rate has never been higher, and the number of people my age in their 30s that are single, never been higher. You would have to be a fool to get married in 2021. You really would, especially if you're a dude. Over half of marriages end in divorce. You look at the people who are married, it is estimated that over half of married couples are unhappy in their marriage. Essentially, if you get married, there's a 25% chance that you'll have a happy marriage. Not good odds. But anyway, I'm getting off topic again. Another reason people lie, and this is the reason that social justice warriors lie, is because the premise of their argument is bullshit. They can't sell people on their ideas because their ideas are garbage. I've made the case before that the talking heads on ESPN are told what they're going to say. Stephen A. Smith is the highest paid parrot in the country. He walks into his office every morning. His bosses give him the required talking points, and he repeats them verbatim. Stephen A. Smith doesn't know shit about politics. That's why ESPN never pairs him with someone who could actually debate him on the issues. Instead, they sit him beside a dumbass like Jalen Rose, who doesn't have the intelligence to properly fill a gas tank. You want to see your brain on drugs? Watch Jalen Rose talk political or social issues. This dude has overdosed on woke hallucinogens. Any of you guys ever been to a widespread panic concert? Arena full of 10,000 people tripping on acid or shrooms. That is the mind state Jalen Rose walks the streets with every day. I'm sitting down at the bar last night. We're all drinking, having a good time. We've got ESPN on the big screen. Lakers-Celtics played last night. Pre-game show's on. And like any pre-game show on ESPN, it is a plethora of woke dumbasses. For some reason, Kyle Rittenhouse is brought up. One of my friends leans over and he says, "Why the hell are they talking about Kyle Rittenhouse on ESPN? Great question." But it's not surprising. As you guys know, ESPN has become complete shit. Anytime Stephen A. Smith is on television, it is going to be bullshit political talk. All of it lies. All of it misinformation. All of it garbage. I have no idea what Kyle Rittenhouse has to do with Lakers-Celtics. He's not from Los Angeles. He's not from Boston. The only tie Kyle Rittenhouse had to this game was LeBron James tweeting about him last week. And even that tweet was bullshit. Kyle Rittenhouse had absolutely nothing to do with that game last night. But his not guilty verdict was a topic of conversation on ESPN anyway. These people cannot keep up with their lies. I saw someone the other day. I think it might have been Joy Reid. I try not to look at Joy Reid, especially while eating. Damn sure try not to listen to her. She was trying to claim that Kyle Rittenhouse was racist because he killed white people. How in the hell is white-on-white crime racist? If killing your own race is racist, Chicago is the most racist city in the country. Jalen Rose starts talking about Kyle Rittenhouse last night in the verdict. And for some reason, he starts rambling about Jacob Blake. Now, I don't know what the hell Jacob Blake has to do with Kyle Rittenhouse, but we're talking about intellectually deficient people here. Jalen Rose starts rambling about Jacob Blake and the fact that the reason the protests were taking place in Kenosha last summer was because Jacob Blake was shot and killed by white police officers. I'm not an expert. I couldn't pick Jacob Blake out of a lineup of two people. I have no idea what he looks like, nor do I care. I don't give a shit about Jacob Blake. But one thing I do know, he's alive. He's still breathing. He wasn't shot and killed by police officers. He was shot by police officers because his dumbass was trying to grab a knife. The reason the cops were there to begin with was because his girlfriend called him because he was acting like a criminal. Police didn't wake up that morning in Kenosha and decide, today is a good day to kill a black guy. Especially last summer, with all the shit the cops were going through and putting up with. If anything, police were avoiding black people last summer. Some people will say, oh, Jalen Rose just made a mistake. He knows Jacob Blake is alive. I don't buy it. He did not know. Making a mistake would be saying something like, LeBron James didn't travel to Boston. He's not playing tonight when LeBron is playing. That would be a mistake. You don't make that kind of mistake when talking about whether someone is dead or alive. Unless, of course, you're Mike Florio, or in this case, Jalen Rose. This is not the first time ESPN has pushed misinformation in regards to Jacob Blake. Adrian Wojnarowski and Mark Jones, they have said multiple times that Jacob Blake was unarmed when cops shot him. Then you have LeBron James last night in his post-game presser, claiming that Enes Kanter was using his name to create opportunities for himself. Really? Really? How was Enes Kanter creating opportunities for himself? Someone please explain that to me. If anything, Enes Kanter is ruining his NBA career. His playing time has been eliminated since he started calling out China. Like I said last week, it should not be Enes Kanter standing up for what's right. He should not be the one calling out China. LeBron James should be doing that. But we all know that's not going to happen. LeBron only believes in human rights when the color of your skin is black. The lives of the people facing real oppression over in China? LeBron doesn't give a shit about that. Adam Silver doesn't care about that. They want Enes Kanter to go away, but he ain't going anywhere. Because he knows he has the NBA backed into a corner. They can't release him. They cannot release him for his political stance. That would make the NBA look hypocritical, which they are, but they can't be that blatant about it. It has been relatively quiet for a while now in the NBA when it comes to political issues, besides Enes Kanter. But in one night, all of that changed. The NBA was more political last night in 3 hours than they've been in the last 3 months. Then ESPN wants to wonder why no one is watching. They want to wonder why ratings for Woke Take are in the pooper. This is the reason why. Who the hell tuned into that game last night to hear Jalen Rose's take on Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse? I don't want to hear Jalen Rose talk about the NBA, something he actually knows about. Much less hear him talking about things he clearly knows nothing about. This was absolutely embarrassing last night for Jalen Rose. This was humiliating. I would say I feel bad for him, but that would be a lie. And we don't lie here on the channel. If I'm being honest, I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed Jalen Rose looking like a dumbass last night. He deserved it. He deserved it. This is what you get when you are constantly promoting lies and propaganda. You get a talking head who can't keep up with the lies. Anyway, let me know what you guys think of Jalen Rose making a fool of himself last night. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.